Blog Talk Radio.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. The those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
just want to mention all this music was by D'Angelo. It's super mixed by Honeybee Olasky. All right, this is a product of WBNN. This is Know Your Rights, and I'm your host, Terra Strength, on air now from Lagos, Nigeria. Call in family 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Before I begin, I would like to thank Brother Oladeli and the Oni Dynasty family for giving me the opportunity to share my story and my perspective. The topic is Spirituality, A New Perspective. Ask Terrace, question and answer. So I want you guys to call in about 6 days ago or more. On Facebook, I asked everyone to email me at terrastrength@gmail.com all your metaphysical questions, metaphysical or relationship questions, to email them to me. And I will attempt to try to answer some of those on the show. So I have some questions here to answer. But I also want you to call in if you have some questions or some things that are on your mind that you want to talk about. Tonight is the night. So I was asked by a couple of our listeners, some of my supporters, that I should do something like this because we get in conversations and they tend to go in. And it was like, Terrace, you should really do this. So I'm giving it a test run tonight. You know, I'm trying to be like Brother Huni Bakatun with his show, Sound Therapist. So hopefully this is my version. I answer a couple, then Brother O play a track. Facebook is giving me a hard time, so I let them do what they do tonight. And so just to talk about a couple of things before we get started in this, I want to talk about, just on a more serious note, the increase in COVID cases that are rising. I know in the Philadelphia area, maybe in some other areas, but COVID is still out there, family. You need to be vigilant. So it's time to put the mask back on. Be safe. It's still rising. We're going to get these numbers down. We don't want no one to catch it. And also, I noticed that there's a growing concern over monkeypox. So we have a lot going on out there right now, family. You just got to remain vigilant and stay safe. Just want to make a couple of sidebars on that. I also want to talk about, as I talked about on Facebook, this is my 3-year anniversary. It's been a great ride. I thought I've grown a lot. I've interviewed a lot of fantastic guests, metaphysical guests. It's been a lot of fun. I'm still friends with a bunch of them. We still talk. And I feel that this podcast, this show has helped me to grow a lot over the 3 years. And I want to thank Brother O and the leaders here that have allowed me to do that. But it's been quite a roller coaster ride. You know, I've had a bunch of shows, some considered controversial, and you guys have supported me every step of the way. Like I said on Facebook, when we started, we have 500,000 listeners. Now we're up to 15 million, 16 million plus now. So it's a testament. And Brother O, you have something to say?
Well, first of all, you know, yeah, I'm here, man. And first of all, congratulations on, you know, your 3-year anniversary. You know what I mean? It's been a long, long walk. And it's crazy how July and August has come. And it's wonderful. So I'm going to go ahead and start this real quick for you. First of all, you know, I'm reading an allegory, something that was in the book of Acts, okay, which, you know, I believe it's allegory, but it's okay. Now, to me, Philip could have asked the Ethiopian about his chariot. He could have asked him about his journeys, where he was headed. He could have asked him why he went to Jerusalem. All these questions could have started the conversation. But Philip initiated the conversation with the most obvious. Do you understand what you're reading? What else would someone ask sitting in the chariot reading from the book of Isaiah? Now, here's a question for you real quick. When you have problems or questions, who do you turn to for help?
When I have problems or questions, who do I turn to for help? Well, that's a very good question, Brother O. So let's just say that, and I look at me over the last 25 years and what I've learned in my growth, that I realize that when I have problems, if I turn them into a spiritual question, then I have a much easier time knowing what to do and which way to go with it. So it's all about how I frame the problem, and I think about it within the context of why I'm here and what is the best interest of my growth for those around me. So when I look at problems through that prism, then it allows me to move and answer and figure out from a more evolved perspective. And so the reason that I'm able to do that, and I have friends, and I have people that I have mentors and people that I look up to that I go to, but the reason why I try to create that culture around me is because I'm much better able to handle challenges and attacks from all sides from a much better vantage point. And so
okay, now the question is for who do you ask for help? I mean, now is it an inward perspective how you find your answers, or do you ever ask anybody else for, you know, for their guidance and strength?
I have people. I pray to God. I meditate over it. I have evolved people that I've met that I can talk to and bounce things off of. But a lot of times, what I've found as I've gotten older, and if I'm honest, a lot of times when I have questions like that, I already know the answers. I may not be ready to hear it or want to do it, but I already know the answers. And so, but yes, I have multiple places that I can go and to get the answers that I need to help me to navigate what's going on. And that's why it's so important to go down this rabbit hole, because it creates many options and many ways for you to deal with a lot of these questions that we run into down here. So that's who I go to. I go to Source or God or the Goddess, and I have friends that I can talk to and bounce some perspectives off of, and I have mentors that I can bounce perspectives off of. And so a lot of times when I go to them, they just validate what I already know. But I have certainly have begun to create a culture around me that is conducive to me managing whatever comes my way.
All right.
I
know.
Answers your question.
And another question, we're going to open up the lines. What do you think happens after our life here? What do you think happens after our life here? What do you think it takes for a person to enter to the next level? Some people call it heaven. Some people might, reincarnate, what have you. How do you feel on that question to open up the lines?
All right, so that's a very good question, Brother O. So when we leave this realm, we go back home. Down here, this is not our home. This is more like school. Now, we should be having fun, many of us are not, okay, but this is not where we come from. Where we come from is the other side, and when we leave here, we transition and go back home. So we go back home. Depending on what we've accomplished in terms of why we come here in the first place, if we've accomplished that, then we get to evolve more. If we haven't, then we may come back in a different form or gender or ethnic group or whatever, person, whatever, and come back here and do it again. So basically, when we leave here, we go back home. Somehow we're under this perception that we don't come from heaven or whatever, but that's our home. That's where we come from as souls.
Okay.
And
okay.
The ancients
another question too. No, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Continue.
I said, and the ancients knew this. When you go back, they knew this already. The concepts of reincarnation, all that. They knew this. You have any questions for me, brother?
Oh, yeah. I got two more. And I'm going to go to some of our Christian family out there. Yeah, but I got to go to our Christian family. What do you believe about the Bible? What do you believe about the Bible? Have you ever read it for yourself? And what do you think about what you have read?
Yes, I have read the Bible. I read the Bible years ago from cover to cover. I've studied the Bible, still know all the books by heart and everything. I've read the Bible. And over time, it is a very interesting text. Many of us follow it in this realm. Over time, as I've studied other texts that are older than the Bible, because a lot of us think that the Bible is the oldest book, it is not. I'm aware of all the revisions that have come to the Bible, and I have much more information regarding the source of a lot of the information that is in the Bible and where it's come from. So over time, I have found myself moving in a different direction, something that is less judgmental, particularly less divisive, and something that is less patriarchal. When we talk about the whole concept of deity, when we're talking about the Bible, it is from a patriarchal perspective. And it makes sense when you understand how the Bible has come together in all the revisions. You know, you have the Vulgate version, the Septuagint version. You have all these versions, and whoever came into power had their imprint on the Bible. And unfortunately, in organized religion, and as a result, we have a lot of control. We have a lot of control and a lot of judgment. And so because of that, I have sought to go in another direction, something that is less judgment and is much more about what my purpose is, less about who I'm supposed to follow and more about why I'm here and more about my own self-mastery. So many people follow the Bible. Many people follow a lot of books, but, you know, that's their choice.
Well, you know, me being a journalist, and I want everybody to know that, you know, this is how I started, you know, my life before radio, being part of the Associated Press, still being part of the Associated Press. And, you know, tonight, you know, you tapped in something in me to show my greatness and my skill of asking questions and listening as well. Now, I got two more. Sorry, guys, this is the journalist in me. You don't have to wait because it is what it is. From whom and what? Not you, Terrace, but everybody else. From whom or what do you draw the strength to endure a difficult situation? And then I'm going to ask one more question, and then I'm going to play my track and then bring on these callers.
I draw my strength when I deal with difficult situations, and I deal with plenty of them. I draw my strength from understanding and learning that I am loved at all times by Source or God, right? The God or / Goddess, right? I draw my inspiration and my strength from understanding that I am here, that I chose my circumstances, I chose my parents and circumstances, and I am here to overcome them. So when I look at how things develop, I understand my purpose and that I'm here to overcome them, and my goal is to evolve. So this is a movie for me. Yes.
Wow, I like that. I like that. You said this is a movie. This is a moving picture for you. I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, say if you're talking to me and I'm interviewing you right now, Terrace, you know, say it's an AP interview. What causes your greatest concern or stresses? And how do you deal with regrets from your past? And then we're going to go to the next track, and you'll introduce that.
One of my greatest concern and stresses is the plight of the African-American community. I pray for the world. I pray for the whole world, first of all, but because I identify as African-American male, obviously I have concerns for my people because I feel that right now that we're lost. You know, we don't understand the God and the Goddess, and there's a lot of anger. You know, we move with a lot of anger, and we're not seeking to learn and to nurture and to seeking help and trying to heal. So there are a lot of things that traditionally have happened to us that we have now identified with, and this victim stance keeps us in pain. So I have deep grave concern about that, you know. But I also understand that we're in a different age now where people are getting rid of all this judgment, teaching and doctrine and control. It's starting to be challenged and questioned, and I'm encouraged by that. Now, what's the next part of your question, brother?
Well, let's go right back to it. All the folks out there, thank you for being patient, because you know me. How do you deal with regrets from your past? And then the next track, you introduce that.
Well, regret, we all have it. You don't learn. You don't learn unless you make mistakes. We all have things that we regret. And what it does is it just helps me to be thankful that I survived it and to understand and appreciate that I need to try to be better every day. That I need to try to be better and understand, don't lose sight of why I'm here. Don't lose sight of it. And so because of that, I would have to say, like, this is my hobby. It's more than my hobby. It's how I live. It's how I answer questions. It's how I interact. And so this is how I do it. And so this is how I deal with regret. Thank you, brother.
I love it. Hey, let's go right to it. You know what I mean? Another mix, y'all. This is my interpretation of Brown Sugar, y'all. So I hope you like it. Mixed by my son, the great John Marin Gozy, with his daddy.
About this girl, maybe I should. I met her in Philly, and her name was Brown Sugar. See, we've been making love constantly, that's why my eyes are a shade. But the way that we kiss is unlike any other way that I be kissing. What I'm kissing, what I'm missing, won't you listen? Brown Sugar, babe, I guess high up your love, I don't know how to sum it up. Brown Sugar. Close to me, you love me right down to my knees, and whenever you let me hit it, sweet like honey when it comes to me, skin is caramel with the cocoa eyes, even got a big sister by the name of chocolate, brown sugar babe, I guess high off the blood, don't know how to behave,
I want some of your brown sugar.
I want some of your brown sugar.
That's fact. All right. So I have a couple of questions that were emailed me to on terrorstrength@gmail, and so I want to go over some of those from some of my listeners had some questions for me. So let's get started with some of those, and I'm sure Brother O will have some more people calling in, and I hope I answered Brother O's questions.
Yeah, you did. And before you go there, we got a person that really loved to talk to you before you go into the chat room. And a person that really admires you very much. And it is the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcast and lifetime achiever for the class of 2021, Miss Jerry Petito.
Hey, how are you? Hi, sweetheart. So
how are you doing?
I talk to you, I just want to give Jameer Ngozi a shout-out. Brother O'son, who I adore, okay? He mixed that song, guys, Brown Sugar by D'Angelo. He mixed it, all right? How cool was that?
Yeah, it sounded good, yeah.
Right?
It did.
Yes. Brother O, give him a hug for me. I loved it. So.
Yes.
So, Terrace, how are you, sweetheart?
I'm doing great. I'm trying something different, Jerry. Trying something different.
Listen, that's what I love about you. I mean, you know, all right, so I'm a Christian, okay? I believe that Jesus Christ died for our sins. He's my Lord and Savior. But I don't follow religion. I don't. I grew up Catholic and left the Catholic Church, and I do not listen to man. I do not listen to religion. So, you know, I very rarely even go to church anymore, and not for any bad reasons. You know, like I'll listen to sermons online now and all that. And I actually went to church this week, so it's not like I never go. But I prefer having that one-on-one relationship with God, because I was actually woken up two or three times in my lifetime in the middle of the night and have witnessed him talking to me, and I actually saw God one time. And I have to hold on to that. Like Brother O had asked you, like, who do you go to and all that? I go to God. I have no choice. I have to. I mean, I have a great family. I can go to my family. I have good friends. But I go straight to God because that's what's kept me going. And I love that you have these different twists and you put these shows out and you talk about it, and I respect you completely.
Thank you, Jerry. See, this is why you are a mentor. I appreciate you, Jerry. I really do.
I appreciate you, too.
You made a great comment about finding your source of healing, and faith and belief, and you found that, you know, you found that, and it's been working well for you, you know, you've been working well for you. So, you know, do what works for you. You know, we all have different paths here. We come here to accomplish different things. And so, you know, my perspective is figure that out, find that. Find that.
Right.
You will know when it resonates. You know, you will know when it resonates. If it makes you a better person, a more loving person, and you can do that, then you know you're on the right track. Right? You know you're on the right track. So we have many souls down here that are all at different levels. And so Terrace has to be about Terrace's business, right? It sounds like what the Christ said, right? He said he had to be about his father's business. Well, basically what he says goes for all of us individually down here. It goes for all of us that we have to be about our business and finding out why we're down here. It's kind of like going to college, you know? You know, you go to college to get an education. You may meet your wife there. You may meet longtime friends there. You may get your heart broken and all these things. And that's okay. But you are in school to get an education. And that's kind of how it is when souls are down here. That's how it is. And for many of us, we get caught up in the traumas. We get caught up in the trauma, what's going on, and it stunts our growth. So the reason why I try to talk about these topics and things like that is for us to remain cognizant of that. Jerry, you obviously have overcome a lot, so you understand what I'm talking about. But for many of us, we're still identifying with the drama when we're supposed to be overcoming.
Right.
So having a way or a philosophy or a system to do that is very, very important.
No, you're right. Paris, I love everything, you know, you talk about, and I love your shows, and I love you, and God bless you. Can I tell everyone when my next show is? Because I've got the coolest guest.
Yes.
So, guys, I'm so excited about this. August 23rd, a Tuesday night, 9:30 p.m., Benedito King, the one and only Benny King's son. How about that, Tara?
Wow.
Okay. August 23rd, everybody.
August 23rd.
Yep.
Thank you, Jerry.
back to you real quick. God bless you, man, and continue to do what you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you, Jerry. Thank you. I appreciate it. I appreciate it. Brother O, you got anybody else?
No, you can go right to your chats right now, man, and then after your chats, I'll go to my next track. Let's get it.
All right, so let me go over a couple of questions, all right? So Badarinwa out of Philly, she asked me, has a past relationship taught you anything about yourself that you didn't know before? The question is, has a past relationship taught you anything, Terrence, about yourself that you didn't know before? And this is from Badarinwa out of Philly. Badarinwa, the answer is yes. It taught me that I still have a lot of growing to do, such as reconciling and mastering my relationship with my mother and becoming a more loving soul. Most relationships bring or show aspects of ourselves that we don't want to accept or look at. And so, yes, I actually, in discussions with some of my friends, I go over my past relationships. We talk about them and analyze them and see how we could have done better, and go through them. It's very, very important to go over your past relationships because you chose them, and they're usually mirrors of issues that you have that are unresolved. So it's very important to go over your past relationships without blame and to see why you created those relationships. So absolutely, all my past relationships teach me something. Absolutely. Question number two. By the same Badarinwa out of Philly. What are the most important ingredients for a healthy relationship? What are the most important ingredients for a healthy relationship? Badarinwa, a healthy love for the spiritual perspective, for each partner to have a healthy sense of themselves and respect for each other, and for both of you to feel responsible for each other's expansion and an increased desire to relate to each other with integrity. That is what ultimately is most important for a healthy relationship. And I want to read this one more time before we go to another track. Number one, a healthy love for the spiritual perspective. And for number two, for each partner to have a healthy sense of themselves and respect for each other. For both of you to feel responsible for each other's expansion and an increased desire to relate to each other with integrity. Got another track for us, brother?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah,
to the mix, baby. Old man of skis.
I'm dreaming of those dreams of the fire.
Now listen, I do have another question for the brother, and I'm going to bring it up before we bring our caller on. When do you feel close to the God and goddesses, and when do you feel far away from him or her? And then bring on the next caller, Terrence.
It's a very good question, Brother O. You know, I would say that I feel closest when I see the manifestation of my growth, and I see it flow outward. But when I look at some of my friends and people that I spend a lot of time with, and I see how my perspective helps them and how we interact and interrelate, when I see how it impacts my children, when I see how it impacts those that are close to me, for me, that's a marker that I'm evolving the way I should be evolving. You know, oftentimes I use my friends as mirrors to let me know what's going on with me and where I am in my own progression. So I feel closest then, and I'm at the place now where I can see it. I can see it and I feel it and I get excited. I think the second half of that question is what was the second half of that question again, Baba?
And when do you feel far away from him or her? Because I know you always talk about gods and goddesses.
So you know, I find when I've allowed myself to move the most towards anger, when I'm feeling really angry because something didn't go my way, that's when I feel the distance. When I'm in a loving space, that's when there isn't no distance. So it seems to me, for me, that when I'm really angry and I'm blaming and all those types of emotions and not being honest, that's when I seem to move away more. But that's me. That's not the God and the Goddess moving away. It's me doing it. And so that's how I see it.
All right. We're bringing on our first caller. Been waiting so patiently. Caller number two, you're in line right now with Tara Strength, the 2022 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee, and know your rights.
I'm speaking with caller two.
This is
What's going on, man?
What's happening? You know what I'm saying? I'm out here taking over the wilderness, Tarzaning through the streets. You know what I'm saying? Taking the wilderness back. You understand it?
But first, man,
I just want to say real quick, man, you know, I'm loving this show real quick, man, and trust me, man, the D'Angelo, man, those tracks there, them nice blends, man, you know what I mean? Shout out to Brother O, you know what I'm saying, DJ Brother O, you know what I'm saying, and then check this out, O. Who was responsible for this music real quick, man, before I, you know what I mean? Can you let these people know who's responsible for these blends, brother?
I got to go there, man. My 19-year-old son, who's a better mixer than I am, I'm a DJ, and I mix pretty good. You know, you heard most of the songs, but that one song was mixed by my son because he wanted to, you know, be part of the show. So proud of him, man, what he does on a constant basis, man. Love you, Jamir. So, you know what I mean? That's my only child. It is what it is. I'm out.
Wow.
Yes.
Run through the family. Yeah,
so look, man, I wanted to say one thing. You know, I just want to like to take keep it brief, you know what I'm saying? People, I just want to say these two words to you. Monotheism. Polytheism. Mm-hmm. Look those words mm-hmm. up, people, you know what I'm saying? And understand these things here. When we come to the terms of Bible, understand that the word Bible comes from the ancient word Biblia, which is a Greek word, you know what I'm saying? Unfortunately, you know, these people are responsible for distorting the text, you know what I'm saying? So the whole thing about it is we be careful with these things, folks, because the Biblia is another word for encyclopedia, meaning this is many books, meaning that be careful how you read that, because know that you're not just reading one book. It's not one book. This is many books in one binding. And know this, that there's things missing in it, and there's things added to it. So this you know, just mind what you read, folks, and read it carefully, you know what I'm saying? Because all the evidences in which you need to understand carefully and clearly is night and day, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? All the evidences is in the book in which you carry around with you. You know what I'm saying? So don't carry this book around like blocks of wood, you know what I'm saying? Because, and this is another thing, people, understand this. You know, the Barzakh is real. The hereafter is real. And more importantly, know this. Everybody ain't making it into the heavens. Because guess what? There is a hellfire. And there are souls destined for it. So, people, you know what I'm saying, you know, pay attention out here, you know what I'm saying, and pay attention to the scriptures as much as you can, understand as much as you can from it, you know what I'm saying, and don't just be a blind mics listening to flute music, you know what I'm saying, you know, and the person with the flute, a lot of the times is a fool, you know what I'm saying, so don't do that, research your own situation, read the books, read the scriptures carefully, and remind you, folks, pay attention to the red words if that's what you into. You know what I'm saying? Pay attention to the red words if that's what you into. I'm Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, you know what I'm saying, from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia. I'm out here taking over the wilderness, you know what I'm saying? We build the bricks up and stand the sticks up. Check your satellites.
Thanks for calling in, Clever One. Thanks for calling that. All right. Do you have another caller in the queue, brother?
Yeah, I got a right to be hostile. My people have been persecuted. What's going on? How you doing, Mr. Hall of Fame nominated Terry Strength? How you doing tonight?
Tony, I'm just trying to have a show like you. That's all. I want to be. I want to be a. Oh my goodness! Oh my goodness! Too funny.
Hey, on the real, sir. You are to me, honestly, I love when you have these formats. First of all, you already have a divine gift. And tonight is really a step in the right direction, man. I like when you kind of take a break and, yeah, I mean, you just do what you do naturally anyway. But first of all, I got a question for you.
Sure.
Why is it that most of the Europeans over here in America act like that they haven't dragged, hung, castrated, miseducated African Americans after having them in servitude for over 400 years? Why do they want to pretend that that didn't happen?
Well, guilt. So, guilt. You know, again, it's being responsible. You know. And that's a human, Brother Hooney, that's a human condition. History doesn't lie. I mean, it's guilt. And they have to see, one thing we got to understand is that we are all put here to evolve. When you talk about white people, black people, Asians, you know, in this lifetime, they've chosen to incarnate as a person, a European person. We may have chosen to incarnate this time as an African American, and each one comes with its challenges, right? So when you come down here as a white person, then you have to deal with those challenges that come along with the historical, with the oppression and the domination and all those things that have happened. You have to reconcile and deal with that. This is why you hear me praise a lot of our white brethren who understand white privilege. And what advantages it has afforded them and how it has hurt and diminished other groups of people. I applaud them because they understand what they're here to take care of. I applaud evolved people, period. Every ethnic group has their cross to bear. We're all the same. It's challenges for everyone. They have to deal with domination in their families. We have to deal with being seen as inferior in our families and all that go along with it. We are both, it's a lie on both sides. They're not superior, we're not inferior, and we're down here to learn balance and acceptance. So it's all the same. It's all the same because that white person may have been a black person this past lifetime, another lifetime may have been Asian. So don't just think when you're dealing with Europeans that, yeah, they may be that in this lifetime, but you don't know who they've been in their past lifetimes. And we have to keep that in mind while we're so quick to judge everybody. You know, all of us know more than we think we know, and you can't under or overestimate anybody. So I just want to give my two cents on that, Brother Hooney. I hope that answers your question. But it's guilt. It's guilt. But they're not left off the hook, and we're not left off the hook. We're not victims either. Too many of us move towards victimhood, and we keep creating victim circumstances. Too many of them move towards domination, and they create more of that, and they pay the price for that in their families too. You're not in their households. You're not in their lives. No one here escapes. It's universal law, and we are all to it. Hope that answered your question, Brother Hooney.
Well, yeah, it did, and you did a great job on it, sir. You did a real good job on it. What I want to do is I'm going to step out the way, but before I go, I got something I got to say to you, sir. Can you hear me? Can you hear me loud and clear?
I'm urging, Brother Hooney. What you got now? It better not be no more Jesus ball.
You want to hear what I got to say to you? All right. International, congratulations, International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasted nominee for the class of 2022. Test strength on your WBMN all-time connection record with your 43rd all-time and the third consecutive with the historic Donnie Lawrence Championship, honoring our late Hall of Famer. Well, you know, as a campaign manager, I got to throw this plug in there. Look, y'all. It's getting close.
all of us who love this extraordinary broadcast host. He has been nominated for one of the most prestigious awards to ever receive while visiting here during this incarnation. So take time to email me. Okay, attention, campaign manager, Magic Man Haru. That's MAJIKMANHERU @gmail.com. Send me your testimonials, your well wishing, and everything, man, and let us do our part. It's obviously he did his part because he got another championship tonight. Anyway, I love you, brother. I'm going to listen to the rest of the show, okay?
That's what I always say, Hooney. Wow. That's an honor. That's an honor. Brother, we have anybody else? I guess not. I guess not. All right. Thank you for that, brother, Brother Hooney. Thank you. All right, so I have some more questions that were emailed to me. I have another question from Bada Renwa. How should men and women show love to each other in a relationship? How should men and women show love to each other in a relationship? And this is from Bada Renwa out of Philly. Bada Renwa, by creating an environment that is conducive to each other's expansion by creating emotional and physical safety. No judgment, a nurturing space that accounts for the ebb and flows of a relationship and the ability to embrace conflict when needed. And above all, express love towards each other constantly. Number 4, from Ballerina. Should you overlook anything from your partner's past? Why or why not? This is from Ballerina out of Philly. Should you overlook anything from your partner's past? Why or why not? My answer is no. It is in your best interest to learn all you can about your dating partner while you are courting. Not to hold anything against them per se, but to explain what you are seeing or experiencing in the present. The more psychological spiritual work you do on yourself, it will allow the movie between you two to be seen more clearly. And the clearer you see it, the better you manage it. And that's my answer for that. Pay attention always, not to hold it over them or judge them by it, but understand what you are experiencing in the present. You have another track, brother?
Yeah, no, I do. And all the people out there that's been waiting to come on, you're going to be on. It's going to be a popcorn service. This cruise, y'all. There you go, Terrace. I like that one, baby.
And if you want it,
hitting them tonight, brother. You're hitting them tonight.
Hold on. We got a whole lot of people that will come on this show right here and bring on the next caller. Caller number three, you're live with Terrence Strength and Know Your Rights, baby.
Hold on. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Caller, you on the line. Unmute yourself.
Hello.
There she is. All right.
Oh,
hello?
Peace and blessings. Peace and blessings, Brother Terrence. It's the truth.
How are you doing?
Okay, I'm enjoying your program. And my question is, how do we recognize the characteristics of a narcissist? And then I have one more question, that's it.
How do you recognize the characteristics of a narcissist? All right, so that's a very good question. Sister Beth, you're the host, she's one of our hosts on the network. So here are some traits that characterize a narcissist, okay? Number one, grandiosity and overestimates their worth and abilities. They're the greatest in sliced bread. Number two, belief of being special and that only other special people are worth their time and energy. Number three, they fantasize about success and their own brilliance as well as other personal qualifications that are special. Number four, they need constant admiration. You got to constantly tell them how great they are. Number five, they have a sense of entitlement, believing that they're so special, others should give them favorable treatment. Six, they exploit others and they take advantage of people as their right to do so. Seven, typically arrogant and self-serving and patronizing of others. Eight, lacks empathy and doesn't have compassion for others and doesn't understand the feelings of others. And nine, I believe, envious of others, although they won't show this, and they also believe that others are envious of them. All right? So those are some of the traits of a narcissistic person. So you're dealing with a very, very insecure person. All right? Now, the better question to ask is, why would you attract a narcissist, right? Narcissists are attracted to anyone who would make a good source of narcissistic supply, which tragically is almost always someone who was raised by other narcissists or other abusers. Abused and traumatized people until they work to heal their wounds have codependency issues and poor boundaries that the narcissist uses against their victims to attract from them their narcissistic supply. However, narcissists can be a valuable messenger to you, to the wounded, because they illuminate everything in you that you need to heal. I hope you got that, Sister Bessie.
Yes,
I did. If you're around a bunch of narcissists or a person that's a narcissist, understand that you are feeding them. They are feeding off of the lack of work that you have done to heal your own wounds.
Yes.
The more healthy you are, you will not attract a narcissist. All right? But you know I love
yes.
you, Sister Bessie.
I love you too, brother. Thank you. My other question is, we do not have many women speakers. And why is it that men today don't want to hear from a female speaker?
The reason why is because we have no respect for the goddess. We have no respect. We are still trying to learn. We're in the process of learning and growing, but traditionally, because of patriarchy, we do not have respect for the feminine energy. This is why you hear me talk about the God Goddess so much, right? Because
yeah.
in our religions that we have chosen to worship in, our deities are all masculine.
Mm-hmm.
They're all male. And the part that's very interesting to me, I think someone mentioned to me about the Bible. I think that was Brother O. What's very interesting is that when you talk about the Christ story, the story of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, that whole story was in stone in Kemet 3,000 years before the Bible. And
yes.
It is the story of Isis and Osiris and their son Horus. And the Europeans, or the Greeks, who came to Kemet, took that story and they removed the woman.
Mm-hmm.
And they made it all mess. How do you have the Christ story before Christ? And it's in stone 3,000 years before the Bible. And this is what I mean when I say Africans and black folk, we got to get ourselves together because we need to study our history. We need to study farther, and we haven't done that. And so because of it, in terms of our religion, there's a lot of confusion on what we choose to give our hearts and minds to. And it's serious. How is it that we worship the God and we don't worship the goddess? And nobody
Correct.
Gets here by women. And even the women just worship from a male perspective. So it is a big deal. Thank you, Sister Betsy. No, I love you.
Thank you so much. You still my adopted son. And happy anniversary on your 3-year reign.
Thank you, Sister Betsy.
Yes, and my show will be back on the 19th of August
Great.
At 9:30 p.m. Thank you, my brother.
Great.
Peace and blessings.
Thank you, too, Sister Betsy. Thank you. Do we have a caller 4 in the queue, brother? Is there a caller 4?
Yes, do we have a call? How are you? Chinchilla J.
I'm doing great. Chinchilla?
I am. Yeah.
Okay. How are you doing, Chinchilla?
Right, Chinchilla, hold on, Chinchilla. You're breaking up a little bit. I'm going to bring you back on in 1 second. You're breaking up a little bit wherever you are. So you're going to be the next caller in queue. I'm going to go to another caller real quick. Caller, number 5, you're on the line right now with Terra Strength and Know Your Rights.
Hey, this is Ambassador Wardett.
Yes,
Ambassador,
how are you doing,
Wardett? Mental Health Tap L out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Yes.
Hey,
yes.
Brother Terrace. Yeah, I'm enjoying
yes,
the show. Enjoying the show tonight. I'm doing good. I'm enjoying the show tonight. You know, and its topics and things like and such.
Yes.
You know, and so in regards to word spirit standing for personality, you know, and I've been witnessing how social media has like kind of how it's being used for, it's seldomly being used for constructive purposes and some
right.
for destructive purposes and things like that. And so in that some people that their like missing as far as like how things in mainstream media are just propagating the separation of melanated men and women and not uplifting them together, you know. And so if more of those things were glorified a lot more, you know, things would improve. And so if it was like stood up for and protested about a lot more, you know, for both of those energies to be uplifted together, because that's the main thing that's not being put out the most. And it's needed, you know, because as far as in regards to about how mainstream media to keep melanated men in the background, you know, it's being a setup still, you know. And so it's happening in subtle ways, you know. So, you know, the melanated women and melanated men personality,
mm-hmm.
you know, has to be, you know, uplifted, because they're both being distorted,
marginalized,
as far as
yes.
the by the pale perspective of how they want melanated men and melanated women to act. And it's being distorted through politics. It's being distorted through through music, you know, different form, even through media. And it's not a constant conversation. It's not a constant thing being protested about, not in the streets or nothing like that, but what should be suggested to be uplifted the most is both melanated men and melanated women. But yeah, I hear.
Okay. Is he still there? Brother
Wapet? Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm still here.
I didn't hear you. Okay. No, oh, you make a very good point.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for your comments,
brother.
I'm definitely
enjoying the show tonight. Thank you, Brother Terrace, you know, and also Brother O and Brother O's son as well, you know, for the great mixes on the track and also the other guests, too. You know,
yeah. Man, you ain't heard nothing yet.
Combination.
You ain't heard. Listen, Watcher, you've been on here for a lot of different tracks. I want to thank you for Saturday night, you know what I mean, for our drill music show. Really appreciate you coming on and doing that with me. And listen, man, Terrace, I'm not through with you. You know what I'm saying? You know, we're going to go to a song, man, and then we go to all of our callers. We're going to try, you know, the next call, we'll try to bring back on our commissioner. Let's get by, y'all.
Yeah. track by the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting legend, Brother O. He's doing his thing tonight. Do we have another caller in the queue, Brother O?
Yes. Okay, I'm back, everybody. Terrence, I want to first of all congratulate you on your third-year anniversary and also your all-time connection record tonight. I was absolutely praying that you would get that tonight and make that connection record, and you did. Now, I have a lot of questions tonight. I have a lot of questions for you. My first question for you tonight is about reincarnation. I heard you earlier talking a little bit about that. I had a very interesting encounter last week where I met a Sifu who is a Buddhist master, and he was from Tibet, and I took pictures with him, and then he started talking to me about my past life, and it was so interesting. And you know, he said some things, and some things made sense, and then he made a statement about the person that was with me that day. He said that we were married in the past life and we were very happy, and that was just like really blew me away. So what do you think about that type of reincarnation where, you know, people meet and, you know, sometimes you meet somebody and you say, wow, it seemed like we knew each other before. It seemed like I knew you all my life. Do you think that that is like a form of reincarnation or actually having a past life with that person?
Absolutely. This whole notion of reincarnation, it's not even an issue anymore that it doesn't happen. I did a show where I regressed. This was early on when I started this podcast, the regression of Stephanie Stevenson, and she was going over her past life, and she was in the 1800s, and she's a black woman in this lifetime, but I think she was a white woman in the 1800s. We have regressed people to their past lifetime, and they are speaking languages fluently in their past life that they don't know in this lifetime. How do you explain that? The soul does not die. So we've gotten to the point to where regression therapy is a mode of healing to help people heal from stuff that happened in their past life that they're dealing with in this lifetime. It's not even an issue anymore. You have a segment of our population who don't even believe this stuff exists, and you have another segment who is using it to heal people all at the same time. Like I said, we're at different levels of understanding and expansion. You know, if you're not in a belief system that does understand the connection with your spacesuit and what your illnesses mean that you're not dealing with, If your religious system doesn't teach you that, then you need to look at another system. Because there are all types of clues here, Chinchilla, that we are spiritual beings having an earthly experience. And I had her on the show. Right. I interviewed her earlier. So you're absolutely right, Chinchilla. This whole reincarnation thing is real.
Okay. All right. My next question for you, this is a crazy one, okay? Do you believe that there were dinosaurs before man?
We have proof of that. We have proof of it. The problem is we try to correspond everything with the Bible as a historical text, okay, as a historical text. And when it doesn't match up, then we're looking at evidence, and we try to say that it didn't happen. We have evidence of dinosaur bones. We have the bones. It's been dated by science. So you got because of our beliefs and all this confusion, we having discussions about dinosaurs being on Noah's Ark and stuff like that, and it's just laughable to me, you know. And I've said this in the past that most of your pastors and these churches need to be archaeologists and paleontologists. We would do better if that was the case, where they understand timeline and they study stones. But that's not who we have as our pastors. We are not discerning into whom we follow and feed our minds to. So we try to make it out of course dinosaurs were here. We have the bones.
All right, my next question, Terrence. I believe that there's, you know, a God. Definitely there's a God. I also believe that there is a devil. So, and that some people are just Satan. They belong to Satan. They belong to Satan. And no matter what you do, they will always belong to Satan. Some people don't believe that, but I do believe that there are people that are God's people, and then there are people that are Satan's people, and that there are people that were born from birth belonging to the devil. What do you think about that?
So here's how I will explain that. You definitely have higher level and lower level entities, right? You know, I had that show with the Exorcist guy that I did some months back. You definitely have lower level entities, right? This whole devil Satan thing, you have lower level entities. You have beings that are less evolved. You have tricksters, okay? You have people, you have all types of beings and souls that are here. This is why I'm always saying that we need to move towards raising our vibrational frequencies so that we don't attract these beings. You have all types of levels of people, beings, and entities that are here in this realm, okay? So if you want to call them Satan or the devil, you can do that, okay? That's your choice, but you definitely have lower-level entities that are attracted to lower-level activities and all types of things. They are here. And so we have to decide who we're going to be. In terms of judging people as being evil and all those things, my answer is we need to be about our business, and we need to be checking ourselves more than anything versus judging who we think somebody is going to be. People have souls, have different soul contracts here. They have different things that they're here to learn. And I'm not so quick to want to say these things about souls that are down here. But I am aware that we have beings that are less evolved. We have tricksters. We have all types of beings. But if we trust our own intuition, they're not trying to help anybody. A lot of us, we get caught up in these things because we aren't doing the work. We are not moving towards being more substantial in terms of why we're here and what we're here to do. So we have to. Okay. You have to be careful.
Yeah. All right, now my next question, with Christianity and the Bible, now do you think that came about, like there have been many interpretations of the Bible, and do you feel as though like the interpretations have been created to manipulate people and to control slaves, which a lot of people talk about, that it was meant for the slaves, for the master, slave masters, to be able to control them and manipulate their minds. What do you think about that?
Here's my issue, Chinchilla. And just as I said a couple minutes ago with the last caller, you have the Christ story 3,000 years before Christ in stone. Many of us know about Jesus. We don't know about Horus. Anytime a spiritual entity tells you you have to look to them to be saved, we need to be wary, right? Because we are connected to God. We are connected to Source by our pineal glands, right? We have a direct connection. So why am I coming to your house for water when I have running water in my house? The problem is that we have been told that we don't have running water in our house, that we have to come to you in order to get right. See, that's my whole issue with this whole sin thing. You know, you tell me something, you tell me I'm born in sin, and I have to come to you to get right, right? But when I study and I've gone farther back, I find out that we are connected to God by our pineal glands. So we have access to God all the time. The real sin is that we don't know that. And because we don't know that, we end up in places that we don't need to be in, thinking that we have to go there to get something that we already have. We are born in the image. And the reason why we're lost, many of us, and we're out of balance, you're going to let somebody else tell you what your deity is. And this is my point. You have women, and they're going to worship an all-male deity that doesn't even honor them. That's confusion, Chinchilla, and it causes real problems. How can you expect men to act above board and respect our women when they go to the same churches and they see God that looks like them? We know the impact of going to our TV sets as African-Americans and everybody on TV is white. How does that impact us? You think that doesn't impact us when you go to your churches and you're worshiping a deity that does not include you? Women have a reason to be very, very angry underneath because you have been rejected. And it benefits men, but it doesn't help us. We have power, but we don't know what to do with it because we are out of balance. We need the feminine.
Okay, now that leads me right into my next question, the way you just ended that answer. My next question, I'm going to make this my last one because the other one, I think that one may be too controversial. But okay, so what do you think about men who think women should be obedient? They always tell women, oh, you need to obey me. You have to be obedient. And if a woman is opinionated and have their own opinions that differ from the man's, they will call the women disrespectful. What do you think about that?
Well, they've been taught that from their religion. They're worshiping the same religion that you've been worshiping, right? They don't know anything about the goddess either, right? So when they go to church, this is what they're told, women are not to usurp authority over men. Of course, a lot of that Christian ideology, that organized religion ideology, seeps into male consciousness, and it causes a disrespect for women. It's totally reasonable that that would be the case. Look at what we're being taught. It is totally reasonable that women are in conflict with that. Look at what we're being taught. We have to move towards understanding and knowledge, and we have to stop following stuff that just doesn't make sense. This is why I talk about it historically. They went to Africa, and they saw the story of Isis and Osiris and Horus, and they removed the woman and made it all male, and made the Holy Spirit amorphous. And we're okay with that. Men are okay with that because it benefits them from a power perspective. But those of us in truth and seeking balance, we have to speak up and denounce a lot of this nonsense that we pay for. We pay with our lives. Seriously, Chinchilla, you have a show about this. Men being in prison because we don't understand the feminine aspect, you know. So what do men do? We blow up things. You want to know why we constantly are at war and want to fight? Because we don't respect the feminine principle. So it is a real problem.
Yes.
But everybody,
wow. I thank you for all your answers, Terrence.
Thank you, Chinchilla. Call me anytime.
Yeah.
All right, we got some callers on here that's ready to get on here and talk. And, of course, tonight is all about a question and answer program with Tara Strength. Anything you want to ask Tara, she can do it. And the time is getting nigh. We got another caller. We'll bring another caller, too. Caller, you're live right now with Tara Strength. Let's get it.
Yes. Before the
Hello,
caller. Yes. Who am I speaking with?
Hello, this is Mo Garman calling from Philadelphia. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing this evening, Mo?
I am doing great. I don't have a question. I just wanted to call and support your show and congratulate you on your 3-year journey and your connection record. I'm really enjoying all the questions, all the Q&A. I'm just going to sit back and listen.
Yes. They're giving it to me tonight, Mo. They're giving it to me.
All right,
really
now you heard Mo Garman, and we appreciate Mo Garman. Now, you have another caller that, you know, that's hopped on, and you probably have to explain the show to him, but that's okay. Your true free will of God is on.
Yeah, what's
will
up,
God?
Man, can you hear me? Yeah,
what's going on, will of God? Yes.
What's up with you? I was making sure because I dropped my earphones. No, you know how you be going up the steps and you ain't got your earphones plugged into your phone, and it's some earphones that go by a wire?
Yes.
I keep stepping on it every time. And this time, it's just like yank, yank. And I don't know what the hell happened, but, man, I can hear on one side of the ear only. But, hey, man, what's this conversation going on tonight?
I'm doing good. I'm just trying to hang in there, just trying not to mess up.
What's the conversation? What's the conversation going on? What's the topic?
Yes, so
I just jumped in real quick.
Go ahead.
We
have a question and answer session tonight.
Okay. So what made you want to start doing radio? And how long has it been when you first started getting saved? How long when you first got saved, what made you want to start doing the radio? And have you had any trials and tribulations where you want to get the heck out?
Okay, so I started doing the podcast for my friend Shango. Brother O knows him very well. That was 3 years ago this month. When I started, it was my first time doing radio, was on here. My friend Shango had been telling me that I need to be teaching and talking about this stuff, and I never felt like I was new enough or was ready. And finally, he told me that he knew someone, and it was Brother O, and that's what started this part of my journey. I've been studying this stuff for 30 years. I've been studying this stuff and everything, and I'm getting to the point where I'm starting to see a lot of miracles happen in my life as a result. And so I just want to really try to give back and try to help people, because it's a lot of pain out here. It's a lot of pain, and a lot of us don't know how to manage. I'm not saying I have the answers, but, you know, maybe if I can help somebody, I will.
Now, do you have any trials and tribulations where you want to get out of everything, like for the radio, and you get tired of the headache? I'm always trying to help everybody with dementia because they're hard-headed, don't want to listen. You get the point, like, yo, you know what? I just can't take these people. You know what I mean?
Well, you know what? You know what? Part of the spiritual process is to learn not to identify with it, that you can help people, but you don't have to get caught up in their drama. And, you know, I had to learn that. I had to learn how I can help but not be a part of their drama, because it's very, very draining energetically. And so that's a process of learning. So you have to have a place to replenish your own batteries. You don't have to be part of the drama in order to help people manage their situations. And so I've gotten a lot better at that. At least my friends tell me I've gotten a lot better at that as I've gotten older. But I certainly understand what you're talking about. It's a lot of stress out here, will of God, for sure.
Yo, man, you keep up the body rock, man. And anybody that's listening, y'all better understand, this is the second day of August. Wait till the third day. It's going to be another day that you're going to be like, get the hell out of here. Or you're going to be like, amen. Yo, man, my show's too strong, y'all, if you want to check me out every fourth Friday of the month. I might do a part two of that daggone show. Why do people use my face to get ahead? How about you, boy? Good stuff, man. Congratulations.
Thank you, will of God. Thank you. Thanks for calling in, too. Appreciate you. All right, I think we have another track next by the International Net Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting legend Brother O with the new mixes. What you got, Brother O?
Now, of course, congratulations to Terrence Strength, the 2022 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee on his 43rd. They being an all-time connection record third consecutive, of course, honoring Darlene Lawrence and its outstanding championship. And now it's in go-to time for my commissioner, Dr. Chinchilla J.
All right, everybody. Hey, hey, I'm back again. And Terrence, once again, congratulations on your 43rd all-time connection record. I am so very proud of you, and this show tonight was very awesome. I really enjoyed the questions and answers and how you can answer everybody's question. I mean, that is Terrence, to be able to answer people's questions with clarity and wisdom and with knowledge. So I really appreciate for that tonight.
Hold on, Chinchilla. You fade in and out. I don't know what's going on with the line right there. Let's do a check. 1, 2, 1, 2. All right. Why are you doing that? Keep working on it. You know, tonight was a outstanding performance from Terrence, because this is the first time in his history, in the third anniversary, that he chose to be able to answer the questions that everyone wanted to, you know, ask Terrence. And tonight, you know, me, you know, being part of the Associated Press, I was able to, you know, give him some good questions, and he gave some great answers. And I'm very proud of him on a constant basis. This man, let's talk about it. This man had a streak that's going to be very, very formidable to even break. 33 all-time connection records. 33 all-time connection records in a row, consecutively, through Talk Shoe Radio and Blog Talk, and, you know, the all-time. And I do believe that someone's going to come one day and be just great, have a great following. And all the hosts that are on tonight, let's support each other on a constant basis. Let's do better and call into all shows, so people can know when your show is, because they don't hear you. It's a new level now. We're growing, you know, at least 2 or 3 championships a week. We had a great sweep for the first time in, you know, almost 4 years, 6 straight, you know, a month ago. And everyone knows those shows. I guarantee they know what Merc City is and Angela Thomas Smith is and Jerry Petito and Huni Bakatoon and Will of God. I guarantee they know those shows. So all the rest, let's do better, and let's be great. Commissioner, it's your time.
And you left out my news forum for that streak as well. Started off that week.
Well, I didn't leave that off because you won every week. So, you know, anybody, you ready for this? I just said that you support, and everyone knows who you are, Chinchilla, and you're still breaking up.
Invite everybody to attend Sunday night. It's coming Sunday.
No, sorry, Chinchilla. I don't know where you. All right, here we go. And like I said, we have some difficulties tonight, you know, at the end. And it's always that situation when you have a great show. So I want to thank Dr. Chinchilla J for always being there and being available for all of us. And, you know, like I said, through streaming radio, things happen. So let's see if we can bring Chinchilla back on and see if she sounds better. Chinchilla?
Sounded?
No, Chinchilla. I don't know what's going on with the line, but it's okay. But I'll do it in Go-See Town, and like I always done for the last 10 years. WNN has advertising to in Go-See Town Multimedia. We have Pinterest and Instagram and Twitter at @NGOSI_time. Hello, Dr. Malay. We go see you at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight? Ole de lay. That goes for mygmail.com. And I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Dudley Malay. We go see saying good night. Good luck to all the folks out there on Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. And now back to 2022 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee, Mr. Terrence Strength, for the last 5 minutes of the go in this wonderful program tonight.
Thank you, brother. I want to thank the whole listening family for their support and for all their support for me over the past 3 years. I want to thank the mentors on this network, Honey Bakatoon, Jerry Petito, and Brother O, for giving me support and guidance throughout this period. And I hope that some of the questions, some of the answers I gave will help you guys to move in a way to help you better manage what's going on in your lives and move towards expansion. And so I will see you guys in 4 weeks with another topic. Make sure you tell someone you love them. Think more, read, Google, talk about the goddess and that aspect. And I will see you in a month. Remember, family, remember, always, always, always know your strength. I'm out.